All right, good afternoon. My name is Haragopal. I head Pinnacle Business at Infosys. What we would have is about 15 minutes of a very quick presentation and maybe questions after that. And I would have few interjections beyond the content in the presentation, because presentation is more of data, but you know, some of the insights I will be, as we pass through, will give. So the first one is all about some of the statistics. You know, we are present in more than 60 countries, and we have customers about 100 plus, and the revenues are quarter-wise in US dollars for Pinnacle alone, you know, standalone Pinnacle business without upstream, downstream, etc. And the revenue split is approximately in the range of what is being given in the geographies. There is some background to that. You know, if you really look at Pinnacle, is in the universal banking space, and predominantly core banking, but you know, there are lots of associate solutions around that. And these transformations, if you really look at core banking hype wave, Asia Pacific was ahead of Europe and North America. So Asia Pacific was quick to start, and you know, so that's why they gained ground. And also, considering that, you know, there are lots of banks which have started earlier, the annuity revenue also is added into the Asia Pacific. Europe has been a big take in the last couple of years, and in fact last year it more than doubled in the revenue, and we see tremendous amount of growth in Europe. And North America is just about opening up, you know. In fact, most industry analysts were talking about 18 to 24 months, but we see good amount of acceleration, and you know, pushing that to much ahead in terms of the time scales can be fast forwarded. That's so predominantly in markets like those, it's all new license sale, you know, there won't be much annuity where you have recent customer base in that. Now, market trends are like this. Let me spend about 5 minutes on this. Apart from core banking, you know, as part of the universal banking solution, we have a whole slew of offerings. Core banking itself, you know, is a big draw, and the numbers spent by whatever other sources are there in front of you. This is only for solution and services, doesn't include the infrastructure and hardware cost. So as I said, the hype wave is catching, and we see that good number of tier 1, tier 2 banks also going in for the core transformation and being in the evaluation, this, etc. So we do see good amount of traction picking up on that, you know, because essentially, apart from the cost element, you know, the amount of potential disruption or the challenges, if they did not get right, is the bigger on the minds of the banks when they really look at transformation. So that's where, in fact, they all look at the other players in the market and who are the ones who can really take them through the transformation and execute, not just bringing the best of breed solution alone. So there we stand a good chance. Second thing, the channels penetration has been extremely huge, as you've seen in the markets closer home as well as elsewhere. The next wave, as we see, is that mobile penetration is going to be extremely high. You know, in fact, you know, the comparison of the number of PCs, broadband connections, versus the number of mobile phones being purchased, you know, markets like India, emerging markets, as well as elsewhere. So we do believe this is going to pick up pretty well, and not so much for the banking alone, but for the payment, etc. Of course, there are two different models, you know, the bank-driven and the telco-driven. You know, what we see is a good distribution of both the models in most markets. You know, some countries are more, you know, in regulated in terms of having the banks to take the ownership for the payments, etc. Some more the telcos are okay with. So, and notwithstanding all that, you know, channels is a good bet. Islamic finance in itself, in terms of the number of trillions or billions of dollars being managed in Islamic assets, is going up significantly, and so that is some opportunity which no one can ignore. And this is not, though it started from some markets like Middle East and Southeast Asia, we are seeing interest by the banks in other places as well, including in Europe and some of the parts of Asia Pacific as well, essentially as structured products. And there we have a complete comprehensive offering, you know, unlike many of these players who would have a kind of a tweak of existing solution, tweak, etc., or a niche player. So Islamic banking is a big draw, and financial inclusion globally, not only in India, Asia, but in Latin America, etc. Overall, there is about, out of 6+ billion population worldwide, 3 billion are unbanked and do not have access to financial services. And having a technology solution to really make it viable to work for them, and instead of a corporate social responsibility, making a financially viable thing, you know, beyond going beyond microfinance, is an important thing. You know, in most markets, the dead capital, that means the small ticket deposits which are lying with potential depositors, but they do not have the accessibility in the right technology, is high. And if you bring all those things, the whole cost of capital is going to come down. And by using the right technologies, if you are able to bring down that, in terms of these three components, you have one is the cost of capital, then the operational cost of acquisition and servicing the customers, as well as the third, the dimension of the delinquency. So microcredit can be much cheaper if you have the right technologies in that. So we do see that in some of the markets, starting from India, there could be a good amount of traction in the financial inclusion. These are the market trends. Of course, there are various other offerings. We have taken a conscious approach of the solution development. I'm sure all of you would be interested in terms of the competitive landscape, who are all the players, etc. Instead of me talking about all those, you know, it just one slide summarizes what Gartner talks about, who are all the players in the in this space, and where do we belong. So we are there, you know, acknowledged as visionaries and, you know, who have the high ability to execute. The two dimensions, this is a very, very intense, you know, evaluation which Gartner does, including talking to the customers, partners, everybody. So that is the competitive landscape. These are all, while there is a quite a crowded space, but, you know, yet to leadership is yet to emerge. Few players are emerging as leaders in this. So the market essentially for us is divided into three, and of course the existing customers. You need to understand, before we really talk about Finacle strategy and the market segmentation, what is happening in the market. You know, globally, while you are tracking the banking and financial services, globally there is a tremendous amount of pressure, no matter which region these banks come from, on improving on both the dimensions of effectiveness and efficiencies. Efficiency is all about bringing in, you know, better profitability, etc., by, you know, by better processes, you know, better management of their existing assets and resources, etc. And in effectiveness, it's about how quickly you can launch new products and services and new offerings, and based on that, you know, you are able to get better market share. So both are challenges. In fact, you know, about a few months back, when I commissioned a study, a consultant-driven study in Western Europe, most, I mean, I think all countries, everybody, CIOs, CEOs are saying, it's not if, it's when, as far as the transformation is concerned. So the segment of customers essentially are the global tier 1, tier 2, and home country. In terms of the challenges, these are the different segments. They are saddled with typically huge legacy. So they need, apart from a best-of-breed solution, somebody who can really handhold them and take them through the legacy. Because here, the important element is not that having a best-of-breed solution, but how do I execute? And ability to understand their existing landscape and be able to understand, do a portfolio analysis, understand what goes into the, subsumes into the core system, and what stands outside, and how do you bring in efficiencies by SOA enabling their existing, which needed to stay outside, and rewire those applications and then integrate. Those abilities are very important. So we do believe that, you know, we have a unique proposition that way. We are not just a pure play on consulting and services players, nor are we just pure play ISVs. So Infosys and Finacle together, that's a kind of value proposition which customers, tier 1, tier 2s are seeing in us. So segment 2 is tier 1, tier 2 in terms of their growth, international operations, ability to standardize a set of application and processes and product definition, so that, you know, they can get the advantage of time to market as well as the cost advantages. And today you see many, many large banks as well as medium-sized banks expanding their, what do you say, footprint globally. And you see some of the banks from emerging markets like India as well going up and setting up shop in countries like UK, Canada, and giving a run for the money to the existing established players there. How they are able to do that? By virtue of standardization of the platform and ability to innovate products faster, because there is a standardization, and most product definitions in the processes come off the shelf when they go into the new country, either a greenfield or an acquisition in that country, and bring in those things. And some of these countries, you know, some of these banks which are, they are running cost to incomes of close to 25, 23, 28 kind of a numbers. So pass on some part of that in terms of better value to the customers, being able to do a better customer acquisition, etc. So this is a, you know, as part of the flat world, we have taken up this initiative which is working well. You know, recently we have signed a large European bank, for deployment globally. These are the kind of international deals which we are seeing. Already we have a few customers who have installation in more than 20, 30 countries, etc. Third one is that, you know, the bank in a box. Essentially, this is both for greenfield as well as small banks which are ready to challenge that. You know, today, look at a bank like an ICICI which started in 1993-94, and by mid-2000s, they are already in a leadership position, you know, into tier one. So that is the kind of a disruptive model with which banks want to come. They don't have the baggage of the legacy, but they want to quickly adapt. They don't want to, you know, do everything from scratch, but they want the ability of that. So for them, the bank in a box kind of an opportunity is a very good value proposition for them. So these are our segments, and of course cross-sell to the existing customers in terms of the new offerings, new solutions and new services which we bring is another important thing, because, you know, we need to sustain them as leaders in the respective markets. So that's another good market for us. So this is the overall transformation approach which you would know, right, from the BPR to ongoing implementation and services. This is the traditional, you know, transformation approach, you know, which we have for banks. If you really look at the kind of investments we made in Finacle, you know, over a period of time, important for customers, if you really look at it, is not only somebody who has a erstwhile market share, but somebody who is continuously innovating on the product, so that, you know, because banks are in service industry, they need to innovate. So somebody has to stay out of the curve and bring them the innovation. So we've been adding, you know, umpteen amount of functionality as well as architectural, you know, efficiencies. Finacle 10, which was launched earlier this calendar year, we spent about close to 60 million years in bringing that out over a period of 3 years. And by the time we launched, we already had 7 marquee customers across, you know, 5 continents who have signed up for that. And one has gone live recently, and, you know, few more are going to go live in the next quarter and two. So that's very important for us, you know. And second thing is that as the banking industry is consolidating and the larger players are emerging, your application systems also have to be scalable, robust, flexible. So we have invested in terms of having the architecture to really address that kind of a scale. Today, Finacle, you know, benchmark of 29,000 transactions per second, which translates to say about 100 million transactions per hour, is the highest in the industry. Even we have beaten our own benchmark previously of 12,000 transactions per second. That is the kind of a numbers we crunch. And also with banks, large entities coming up, even their user base is increasing, you need the concurrency of hundreds of thousands of users. Those are the kind of benchmarks we did. And of course, product innovation on an ongoing basis, bringing in SOA compatibility, SOA readiness, then business process workflows, bank in a box, etc. What I will do is that I will not get into the case study. This is pretty illustrative and you can read that. But I would like to dwell upon the overall dynamics of a product business, because what I see from my interaction is that not all of us are really clued into the product business per se. What are the things you look for? What are the, you know, drivers we have, etc., and what we need to look at. Essentially, we have 3 revenue streams. You know, one is the license, second is the services, third is the annuity. Okay? And depending on the nature of the product, you know, how much of services are required, etc., the mix of the revenue could be varying. And you have the annuities essentially on an ongoing basis for supporting them, etc., and giving the patches and small incremental releases, etc., and services is it could be either implementation services, it could be consulting services, it could be validation services, etc. License could be the initial license or incremental license for their expansion, etc. So the repeat business is not very high in a product business, but over a period of time, when you have a critical mass of customers, which now we are being to acquire, then the repeat business will be higher because in terms of the annuity. And also your repeat business depends on the cross-sell, as I said in the segment at the top, how many new solutions you are able to bring and how many you are able to cross-sell to your existing customers. That is another one. Third is that unlike in a services scenario, in a product scenario, the product partner makes a significant critical component to the business strategy of the bank, because the exit cost in terms of the product vendor is exiting, the cost of replacements are very high. The exit costs are very high for them. So it is important for them to make sure that the product vendor is robust, healthy, and investing into the product. And their financial viability, etc., is important. And the last but not the least is, of course, it is a long gestation game, deep pocket game in terms of investing into the products and having a powered view of what are kind of innovations, etc., coming into the market. So what are the key differentiators for Infosys in Finacle and in the product business? One, unlike product players who say that, look, product is prime, customer is secondary, in the sense, I don't make changes, etc. Customer intimacy comes inherent to us because, the overall pedigree of the services and consulting business. So once your customer intimacy is high, then you are having a pulse of what's happening in the market, and your innovation on a continuous basis, you don't have to invest in doing major surveys, etc. These marquee customers, they bring about what are they partner. Today we have Finacle Client Advisory Board, user forums, etc. They bring in that. Second, our pedigree in terms of the overall technical and architectural capabilities help us in terms of designing the large enterprise-wide, most efficient, scalable, flexible architectures, and then afterwards further improve and interoperable architectures, which is an important thing. Going forward, it is all about interoperability and scale. Third, the execution track record, because more and more customers are realizing, more and more prospects are realizing, buying is different from using it, and using is different from getting benefit out of it. So, and the costs of failures are very high for banks in the transformations. So somebody who has a good execution track record, who has the nose for the execution excellence and operational excellence, is very important. Fourth, now the dialogue between a niche player, best of breed, versus an enterprise suite player. While niche players bring in their own niche capabilities, the ability to integrate in a cogent manner and not being a bottleneck is an important thing. So banks are taking more a view of I would want the solutions from the player, enterprise player, who brings in their niche players who may not be there tomorrow. So, but however, as we designed our solutions today, you look at whether it is our channel banking for retail or the corporate, or even treasury, each of these stand on its own merit and compete with the peers and win handsomely. Like, for example, treasury recently has been rated as one of the top 10 treasury solutions in the world by one of these analyst firms. So that is very important for us. Together, they bring in a complete native integrated solution. Individually, they give the advantage of line of business, based migration for customers, even if they choose to do that. I would stop there. And ask if you have any questions, or if you want me to elaborate any of these things. Yeah.
License, service, and annuity. Would you have the split of that?
What
is it typically?
Changing depending on how much you can. Players who are not very strong on the execute part of it, they do through partners, etc. Their license as a share will be higher. But somebody who can bring everything from the shop, same shop, like in our context, the services component would be higher. Because in an enterprise, it's not just, you just turn it on. you need to really look at the translation of your existing legacy, and then afterwards looking at your process transformations, etc. So we are somewhere around the licenses anywhere between 25 to 30, and the services anywhere between 55 to 60, and the rest of it is on the annuity part. See, I can't give the specific numbers, but essentially you need to look at two things. One is the profit before investment into your IP, and profit after that. We take a conscious view. Like for example, I said Pinnacle 10 for a business of last year, we clocked pure play Pinnacle revenue alone was 150. For a business of that size, investing 60 million into the IP for Pinnacle 10 is a big one. But we needed to do that because your overall IP value, overall your marketability, overall your market share will improve. So we need to take into both these things. But different vendors have different ways of measuring it. But we look at both these numbers. But I can't share that in this forum. Because the investment part, what we take a view is that, you know, periodically when that investment actually gestates into a release or whatever, then we go and publish that number like we did for Pinnacle 10, rather than every quarter saying that this much I invested in that, you know, which has no meaning. Ultimately for us, it's important that we trace that investment into, track down into internally, our own profitability and business strategy.
These are expensive.
These are expensive. Yes. Mike.
For Pinnacle customers, do we supply the servers and other stuff also, or is it just the hosting, just the application say?
Good question. You know, what we have is an SI practice within Infosys, so they do that. And we also SaaS enabled some of the solutions like, you know, our internet banking, etc. So both hosted as well as, you know, that infrastructure part are available.
So your customer split is like some people use the shared infrastructure and some people...
Right now SaaS is in a very early stage, okay? So at this point of time, it would take some time to really get that, you know, because in banks, they believe in holding their data with themselves. So that's why, you know, your ASP and all did not really take off in this space. But having said that, some areas we looked at in terms of portalization and... services, but infrastructure, the capability is there within our SI practice. We have one of the key investments across the company, you know, this year has been in terms of Pinnacle-led transformation business for SI, you know, is one of the two top strategies across the company. So we do invest in that area in SI for those companies.
Thank you.
Have some... Good 10 minutes if you want to. Yeah. Go ahead.
What was the size of the Southern American Bank in the last
one? The question is about one of the large deals we signed. See, the size of it, we did not announce for simple reason that it accrues as and when we pick up the company, the country. And we signed with BBVA recently in quarter one. That is for implementing Pinnacle across their international operations and then later on into the core countries. So the revenue would, I won't be able to give a number because it takes some time for that whole thing to accrue because it depends on their business plan. But we have agreed upon the overall model of engagement. We have agreed on the license. We have agreed on the partnership and the intent for the overall thing. And the replacement, it's not just the replacement of the solutions, it's also greenfield. And also some of the countries, they would be acquiring, etc., you know, which we do not know, you know, what kind of a thing. So that's why we did not put any number on it. Some of the things we won't be able to announce. See, but clearly, if you really look at, most of our deals are multi-year deals. So the impact, if I close a deal today, you seeing that impact in immediate next one or two quarters or even three quarters is low. What we do is that we recognize both our services as well as license revenue based on the work done in the project, even license itself. So we take a conservative approach. So you may not immediately see the numbers. But you know, there are various deals. I can't recollect immediately which one, and you know, whether I can name it or not. Could be one of the, yes. Could be one. I can't tell the number of them.
How are the upgrade cycles in this business?
Upgrade cycles typically anywhere between 4 to 7 years. Typically, because banks being service industry, they need to. But having said that, not all product solution spaces would have same cycle. For example, in core banking area, it could be a 4 to 7 years. 4 to 5 years is a good thing. But when you look at channels or when you look at other things, you know, 2 years is a generation, right? You know, so 1 year, 6 months kind of a thing also could be there. Yes.
How has it differed across markets?
Let me give, in the last 5 quarters, we announced, you know, I'm saying announced, 18 deals. Okay? So this was fairly well distributed in all the 3 regions. And while I cannot give exact number, I think it is 7 plus 4 kind of a thing. And but if you really look at Europe is where we've grown very rapidly last year. And Latin America and Americas as such, we made a good opening in the last few quarters. And some more, definitely at any given point of time, few things would be in pipe. I can't comment on this.
It's to which market?
Distributed, you know, both in North as well as Latin America. And North America, we haven't signed core banking per se, but you know, foreign banks in North America have already used. But other solutions we did.
Profitability vary across markets?
Profitability is a function of our own ability to execute, because these are mostly fixed price. You know, most, I think, you know, the time and material are very limited deals. So it all depends on how well you manage the scope, how well you manage to do that. It is not a function of a geography or a class of bank, but it is ability to execute well in terms of understanding the nature of the market and those kinds of things. But it is not a market. But of course, in terms of the ability to articulate and convince in different cultures varies differently in terms of how you can really bring across a best of the breed process or a feature versus, you know, somebody saying that, like, look, I want to do this way only. So those are the things, you know, which come under the ability to execute part.
License fee would be also differing, right, from deal to deal?
Yeah. Yes.
Lastly, in terms of you know, what is the kind of cross-sell opportunities that Infosys has seen, you know, through Finacle in the banking space?
Cross-sell has been good. You know, cross-sell, you mean Infosys clients to Finacle or Finacle clients to Infosys?
Yeah, both.
Yeah. See, you know, if you really look at the geographies did not overlap earlier. Okay, so my heritage in terms of the customers has been predominantly from the other side of the globe. So to that extent, the opportunities were less. But now in the recent past, we see good opportunities, not only for Finacle, you know, so the our rest of Infosys in terms of services, but even for Finacle opportunities themselves, you know, because in terms of our new service offerings and as well as new solution offerings, whether it is a mobile banking or a direct banking or whatever are those as well, we are significantly seeing that, you know. So I would put it at this point of time, anywhere about close to 10% at this point in terms of the cross-sell. Finacle's pure play revenue. What is accruing for Finacle? We don't track within this the upstream, downstream that gets reflected in our regular business. Yes.
Can you talk about the competitive landscape
there.
Just looking at your first chart, right? I mean, you say the number of customers have gone up by at least from 90 to 106. Is it the new installations? Does it mean the difference is just the new installations, or is it like you just sell one part of the module, Finacle module, and it counts as an installation? How does it work? Is it a complete installation, or is it just that you sell one part of Finacle module and count it as an installation? That's my question here.
It is complete installation means, now let us say we sell internet banking product. Okay, it is a sell. Okay. So, but if let us say that bank I sold in multiple countries, that will count as one single customer. Alright? So, if let us say, if a bank uses, to answer your question, my core banking as well as internet banking, treasury, wealth management, everything is one customer. If he uses core banking alone also is one customer. But if he uses all of these are core banking alone across the countries also is only one customer.
Double count really for.
Good question. Actually, what we are seeing is that we have seen in many markets the solution strength, ability to scale, flexibility to accommodate multiple product offerings which both are offering, and the pace at which you can integrate is the criterion for typically for who wins. Like for example, there were merger occasions wherein Finacle was running in the smaller entity, but larger entity was one of the competitors, but you know they chose to deploy Finacle ultimately. Okay, and also we have seen Finacle being platform being used for driving much faster, quicker and efficient integration. Like in some markets, you know, where we are seeing at an implementation stage, one bank would have acquired and then afterwards they are merging. Then they say it's not your process or my process, what is the best of the breed processes coming in this and use that, how can we really look at that and accelerate the integration. So this is what is the platform based integration, they would look at that. But we have seen a good amount of these examples what we have adopted. But as I said, the features consolidation ke liye, this extensibility, flexibility, scalability are very important. How well the, because functional richness is more or less there in all. Are we done? Thanks very much. Thanks for listening.